1997 through 104. I've entitled this tonight, The Prophet of the Word of God. The Prophet of the Word of God. The psalmist will certainly give us some things to consider as we look into these verses tonight. And I trust we'll take it as an admonition that it really is to give ourselves to this precious word. He said, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." The prophet of the word of God tonight. Let's just look into this particular passage for a few moments and let it bless our hearts. First of all, we'll notice that this man has a tremendous love for the word of God. He said, "Oh, how I love, or love I thy law." Now, I am persuaded tonight that we need to love the precious word of God. And you'll notice he makes it a meditation. He said, "It's my meditation all the day." The reason probably our lives are in the desperate straits sometimes that they are is because we have not given ourselves to the word of God. In the first psalm, we're told that the blessed man meditates in the law day and night. He gives himself to it. There is profit in this particular book tonight. I wish that we could emphasize to the world by and large out here around us the tremendous value of this precious book. Now, I understand that they, from a worldly standpoint, are not going to appreciate it like we as believers do. But this is a book that is above all books. It is different than any other book. It is a book that will never be fathomed. Rest assured that there'll always be something refreshing, something encouraging, and yea, even something new to our hearts and our minds and our souls from this precious book. It was humorous in one sense of the word whenever I heard it, yet how tragic it really is to think, as this man thought, but a young man approached Dr. Roy A. Kemp one time and said, "Dr. Kemp, what will I preach when I preached all the Bible?" I'm sure that if he's lived long enough and preached long enough, he found out he cannot exhaust it. I think Dr. Kemp set him straight theologically right off. But a lot of folks think that they'll master this book. How tragic. It is a tremendously important book. You can love it. You can spend your days and your nights in it, and you'll never exhaust it. There's profit in this particular book. Therefore, we ought to love it. This book will have answers to questions in our lives that we'll never get answered anywhere else. This particular book, you'll notice in verse 98, makes us wiser than our enemies. The psalmist here certainly was in desperate straits. There were those that opposed him. Apparently, even from the context of this chapter or this particular psalm, there were times that he spent in prison, and in prison because of his faith in the Lord. And yet, he's wiser than his enemies. And why is he wiser than his enemies? Because the commandments are always with him. Now, the enemies are always around, but the Word of God is always within. This is why it's so important that we put our minds to this book and begin to memorize some of it, to commit it to our hearts and our minds. I don't know how many of the men that were taken prisoners of war, even in Vietnam as well as others, that they said the thing that stayed them, that encouraged them, was what they knew of the Word of God. Because they had it committed to memory, they had some hope in their hearts, and it made them wise, at least to the moment, even over their enemies, because they had an anchor for their soul. And so the word received and learned is ever present. That's why it's so profitable. It never leaves us. I have read other books and studied other textbooks, and when I get away from them, I'll find that I soon forget them. I'll go back and look through them again, and I'm amazed that I'd ever studied that particular subject. But this book is ever present, ever with us, and therefore we can honestly say that we're wiser than our enemies because of the ever-present, profitable Word of God. Now, in verse 99, the Word of God is a better teacher than the worldly teachers are. I don't know that we discount godly men who teach. I think there is a special place of ministry to the teachers of the Word of God. But from a worldly standpoint, secular teachers may have helped us to study grammar and to learn a few facts along the way, but the Word of God is the real teacher. There was a young man that was in our church when we first started. By his own testimony, when the Lord saved him, he couldn't even read. Oh, he'd been in the public school some, but he honestly couldn't read. But he learned to read, reading the very Word of God. I felt like he was a good preacher and did a good job at the time that he would stand and preach and expound the Word of God, because the Word of God was his teacher. And so it's a better teacher than worldly teachers. If you ever put in the position you have to choose between a higher worldly education and an education of the Word of God, always choose the Word of God. It's a better teacher. It's a longer lasting education. Understanding of the Word leads to obedience in the 100th verse. He said, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. Understanding of the Word of God leads to obedience. He said, I'm wiser than the ancients that have been before me. And consequently, I will trust that my life be more profitable even than those that might have preceded me because of the profit of the Word of God. Now, as we look back at this and we look at it over in the long haul, understand that I'm not saying that there are categories of saints, but you and I are privileged to live in the most blessed generation in the history of God's church tonight, because of the Word of God and the truth that we see unfolding around us. We're wiser than the ancients. First of all, we look back to the days of Abraham. He didn't have the Word of God in its fullness as we have it. Even in the days of David, he did not have it. Even in the days of Daniel, they did not have what you and I have. And we have New Testament light that we can look back on, and we see the preciousness of the unfolding of God's will and purpose all the way through now. Certainly we are in that sense an enlightened generation and ought to be. And we are in that sense blessed even more than the ancients. And it will certainly help us along the pilgrim's way. In verse 101, D.L. Moody had put in his Bible in the flyleaf of it a statement that I think will very well fit this particular verse. He said that sin will keep you from the book. The book will keep you from sin. 101, he said, I refrain my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. If we give ourselves to the Word of God, it'll keep us out of some places and out of some things that will harm us extremely. On the other hand, if we let ourselves go to the things of this world, it will remove us from this book, because it will certainly convict us if we approach it and read it. And so this book will keep from sin, and sin does keep from the book. God, the great teacher of his word, in verse 102, I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. Do you realize tonight what a benefit you've had by the experience under the ministry and the teaching of the word of God, what you've been kept from in your life? I have not departed from thy judgments. He said, thou hast taught me. Oh, what a privilege to be one that is assured tonight. If I might speak just from the day, we were responsible and privileged to preach the funeral of Ron Calicut today. And my challenge to the folks there was that this man died with a measure of assurance. You and I tonight are a blessed people because of this book, how profitable it is. We've not departed from God's judgments. He's been our teacher. And tonight we understand, we are appreciative of the fact that as we pillow our head tonight, we do so with a confidence and assurance that our soul is saved and we're right in the sight of God. And that's a precious thing to know. It's an important thing to know that God, the great teacher of the word, or his word. Let me say that of all of the great teachers that have ever lived, the greatest teacher of the word of God, of course, is the Holy Spirit, because he authored it. But God is a great teacher tonight. I trust you'll give yourself to him and to his word. And then the word is sweeter than any earthly sweet. I don't care what you might find in this world to pacify your taste. He said of the word of God, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And from just a purely physical standpoint, you're probably not going to get anything sweeter than honey. I mean, it is the purest of sugar. The bee has a unique way of making the sweetest sugar that you can ever get anywhere. And let me say tonight that this is a sweet book. Not to speak of it in a sissy sense. It is a precious book. It's profitable tonight, but it's sweet to the taste. I hope you can go back in your mind and remember when the Lord saved you and how you began to look into the Word and the hunger grew in your life and you hungered and thirsted after righteousness and God began to fill your heart and soul and you'd come back to this book in a constant fashion because it was sweet. Sweet to the taste. And so I present to you the fact, the profitable Word of God tonight. Then in the 104th verse, this is very important tonight. Truth received illuminates the false. If you want to know what is wrong, study what's right. This friend of mine that worked in the bank for years, he called to preach afterwards and left the banking business and went into the pastor. But he said one thing about being a teller in a bank, they never let them handle false or counterfeit money. They always made them handle good money. And he said that if you handled the good money, you'd recognize the false immediately. Let me say that the same is true. If you'll give yourself to the Word of God and you have the truth in your heart and in your mind, you'll not have to wonder if the Mormons are wrong. You'll not have to wonder if the Jehovah's Witnesses are wrong. You'll not have to wonder about all the rest of these particular cults that are out here and even some apostate Christianity. I do not even want to give some of these cults the recognition of Christianity, even in its worst sense, because they're not Christian. The Christ they present is not anything akin to the Christ of the Bible. And how do we know that? Because we have the precious Word of God tonight. It's profitable. It gives us then the recognition of that which is false. And let me say that tragically, there is much propagated today that is false. But you'll see it, you'll know it, as you give yourself to the truth. The psalmist here, he said, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. And I do honestly tonight, in I hope a pure sense, hate false doctrine. I think it's tragic for folks to have their lives built on a false hope. I've dealt with people They thought they were going to heaven because they had done pretty good in their life, they thought. And some preacher told them that. They were pretty good people, and God was going to save pretty good people. Oh, God saves sinners tonight. That's the truth. He sets us free tonight from the bondage of sin and death. And we'll learn that from the Word of God. And truth received will illuminate the false. They'll come your way. I'll guarantee you that you'll likely meet false doctrine somewhere this week. It ceases to abound on every hand. But if you know the truth, it'll set you free. And honestly, you can say, even with a righteous hatred, I hate every false way because of the deceptiveness of it. If we believe the Word of God that the souls of men are precious in the sight of God, that which is counter to God and contrary to God, we have to hate. Now, David himself spoke of hating those that God hates. We know the truth, and the truth will set us free tonight. The profitable Word of God. I think the psalmist has something that will encourage us tonight and instruct us in this particular passage. And I hope that we will give ourselves to it. I remind you of a New Testament statement by the Apostle Paul. The Word of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. It's profitable tonight. Give yourself to it and be encouraged by it.